Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In May of this year, pilchards overtook South Africa. Pilchards overtook chicken as South Africa's preferred protein. Generally, we are a chicken-loving nation. And it is the protein that has been the affordable one. You can still get meat, even if lamb, beef, and pork are more expensive. But this year in May, given the really high prices of chicken, and of course we had avian flu, which impacts supply and the like, tinned fish overtook chicken. And this might turn around. Let's hope. My next guest, Kentani Mashibi, is economist at Absa Agribusiness and is going to be talking to us about the Absa Agri Trends report, which reveals that chicken price increases are expected to ease in as the year persists. Good evening, Kentani. How are you doing?
Hi, Rufile, and thank you to you and your listeners. And I'm doing very well. I am quite a fan of pilchards. I am a bit allergic, but I do force it here and again.
I'm with
but
you.
I do.
As long as pilchards lip up, I can't do it on my sandwiches anymore. It must be with pap.
It has to be with pap.
Yeah.
Or rice.
Okay.
For those exceptions.
Correct. Take us through the discovery of the Absa Agribusiness Trend Report. Agri Trend Report.
Okay, Rufile. So the report is an extensive insight. It covers a number of industries within the agriculture industry. So the main aim of this report is not that we are putting things out there, or rather insights carved in stone, but rather to encourage conversation within the industry and provide a view, because we do value information and we do view it as important. And an important factor that came through was the high chicken prices as a result of the elevated the cases of avian influenza last year. But we do see that in the medium term we expect prices to ease, and this is due to the expectation of the rand strengthening, robust growth for key producers such as Brazil, as well as lower feed costs. Rufile, the exchange rate dynamics emerge as an important factor to consider, because while we do consume quite a substantial amount of chicken, we do depend on quite about 20% of imports, and they are of Brazilian origin. So after the outcome of the general election, we saw that the rand strengthened, and the expectation there was that the government of national unity would keep up with South Africa's much needed reform agenda. So the market cheered for this outcome. And we also see that there is further scope for the rand to strengthen, with the expectation of rate cuts later in the month, not just for SA, but also for the US and some of our major trading partners. So the rand appreciating essentially means that affordability improves for chickens when it comes to consumption in South Africa. And considering major players such as Brazil, the lower global feed prices, which are essentially or typically yellow maize, have been following a downward trend since May 2022. And this is as a result of a rebound in production for key global players, both in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere. Although this did not translate in the local context because of the El Nino-induced drought that caused production cuts for not just South Africa, but also other neighboring countries. So prices do remain elevated for both yellow and white maize locally. However, as the 2024-2025 summer crop season commences, we expect the weather to have shifted to a La Nina weather phenomenon. This is usually associated with above average rainfall. So we see those production recoveries translating into lower feed costs and ultimately increased supply and lower prices for the consumers in the medium term.
So let's talk. That's excellent. So so feedstock should be all right. Rand should be
feedstock
all right.
Should be all right.
But now there's there's this other consideration of the zero rating chicken pieces, which is the large part that we import, right? Is the bone in frozen portions. And why am I losing my mind? Why did I think those were already zero rated?
No, they are being called for zero rating.
I'm with
currently.
You. Yes.
Yeah.
So, how close are we to seeing that and that coming off that? And would that make a significant, I imagine that makes a significant difference to affordability.
So that is still in debate. It came after the formation of the Government of National Unity. So while APSA, we do recognize the importance of food availability and also affordability. And for consumers that have been under a lot of pressures, considerations of various mechanisms to try and improve affordabilities should be a welcome discussion, should be welcome discussions and developments. However, I do, or rather we do have to think of it in the broader context where this could have unintended consequences for production in the industry. Oh. So if we look at it in the perspective of the producer, so what happens is when the relative price changes in poultry occur, they impact the other meats in the meat baskets, or rather the meat complex in South Africa. We saw that when the avian influenza outbreak occurred last year. So what happened is that it translated to increased consumption of other meat products such as beef class C or pork. And that increased demand essentially translated to higher prices for those meat cuts. Mm. So it's important to have this kind of consideration in the broader meat complex. And just try to understand how this would impact the broader meat complex. So, in our view, there are policies that could essentially lead to more increased production that will lead to relief for consumers and addressing things such as disease outbreaks would be more efficient, and also better service delivery would translate better for the industry than the distortive zero rating agenda.
Got you. So according to your forecasts, frozen and fresh whole birds should be looking a little bit, the increases are smaller. It's not to say that the prices are decreasing. We're nowhere close to 2021. We could buy a whole bird for less than 30 rand a kilo. I didn't. I should have eaten more chicken in 2021. Anyways, we're getting closer to 40 rand a kilo. But this is still encouraging. I'll stick with my pilchards for now. But looking forward to seeing this ease. I want to talk to you a little bit more about in future, if you don't mind. We're out of time today, but I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about AGOA. And our partnerships in terms of the poultry industry in the United States and here. It's really great to see Brazil taking such a big part of our market, our import market. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that eases our negotiation position. But Nketane, it's been absolutely a pleasure to chat to you about this. And I love being able to give good news for our pockets.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.